An exposition of Matthew 24, chapter 15. This generation shall not pass. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass, till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Many suppose that our Lord here speaks of the generation then living, who listened to his teachings. That such are in error on this point, the following facts clearly prove. 1. It is certainly true that what is embraced in the phrase, all these things, was not fulfilled in that generation. 2. It could not be the generation living in the days of his flesh, for he said to them, there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. And he sighed deeply in his spirit, and said, why does this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. It is evident that our Lord refers to the generation which would see the signs fulfilled, and would be instructed by the parable of the fig tree. In this prophetic discourse, he leads the minds of his disciples down over the events of the Christian age, mentions the signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and then declares that this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. In like manner, Paul carries his brethren forward to the resurrection, when he says, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Or, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. The things here mentioned by the apostle did not take place in his day. They have not yet taken place. Notwithstanding, he speaks of them as though they would take place in his day, and as if he were to have a part in them. Christ is given to the last generation. God sent Noah to the last generation before the flood, not to any preceding one. The very generation which was destroyed by the waters of the flood saw Noah build the ark, and heard his warning voice. So God has raised up men to give the solemn warning to the world at the right time to give force to the warning. And the very generation of men that live after the three great signs are fulfilled, and who hear and reject the warning message of heaven, will drink the cup of the unmingled wrath of God. And those of this very generation who receive the message, suffer disappointments, and endure the trials of the waiting position, will witness the coming of Christ, and exclaim, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. With what emphasis our Lord gave utterance to this sentiment. It is a rebuke upon our unbelief. As we read it, God help us to believe it. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass, till all these things be fulfilled. And as though this were not enough to lead us to unwavering faith, he adds these forcible words. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.